The fact is, she took a corrosive supplement about 5 p.m. The doctors were called in then, at least, and stayed with her until the end, about midnight. It caused great suffering until she became unconscious and hemorrhaged from the mouth. She seemed to become easy and regain consciousness before the end, but for a few moments only. I am convinced that she was happy here. I understand from the Vice Chancellor that the council had just decided to double her salary, but he was not to tell her this until this week, after the council meeting.
Dear Miss Penrose, to begin with, Miss Chaplitska's health. On our way to Golchica, she developed alarming symptoms. She was in great pain in her back and side, was frightfully sick and could eat nothing. Miss Haviland and I had to nurse her night and day, for there was no doctor on board. Once more, she caused me great anxiety. We were in a small boat in the Yenisei and got caught in a storm. We landed eventually, and as we did so, she seemed to recover. She has amazing powers of recovery, and on land she seems able to endure more than a normally strong person. Sometimes she astonished me. She walked on the tundra, which is, I think, the most difficult ground in the world.
Vicky, get off that bloody phone now. I have to tell you something serious.
This had better be good.
It's not good, wise ass. Been trying to figure out how to tell you this. You may want to sit down first. Your Uncle Frankie died. He got hit by a truck this morning. He's toast.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, it happened this very morning.
Who's Uncle Frankie?
My brother.
You have a brother?
Since when? I must have told you about him at least twice, Vicky. For God's sake, now's not the time to bust my ump about
it. Oh, why is it always my fault?
Didn't even know I had an uncle.
Well, you did.
Are you sad?
Well, sort of.
I don't know.
What's sad nowadays?
Anyhow, we're all sad about something. Guess this adds to my basket case. But who knows? Look, I need to find something black.
What?
Clothing. Find something black to wear. We need to go to the wake.
I'm not going. Don't even know who the eldest guy is.
How dare you curse like that when a family member's just got hit by a truck?
Ma, why is it always my fault?
You're going to the funeral and you're wearing something as black as you can find it. And no torn clothes. I don't want to see you anything with holes. No bag lady type stuff. I want to take pictures.
Pictures? Mum, it's a funeral.
Oh, the fish knives, Norman. As cook is a little unnerved, you kiddies have crumpled serviettes, and I must have things daintily served.
Are the requisites all in the toilet?
The frills round the cutlets can wait till the girl has replenished the cruets and switched on the logs in the grate. It's ever so close in the lounge, dear, but the vestibule's comfy for tea, and Howard is out riding on horseback, so do come and take some with me. Now here is a fork for your pastries, and do use the couch for your feet. I know what I wanted to ask you. Is trifle sufficient for sweet? Milk and then just as it comes, dear. I'm afraid the preserve's full of stones. Beg pardon, I'm soiling the doilies with afternoon tea cake and scones.